All right. You are saying tonight the sky is falling, or at least part of it. And the sky is falling around November or December of 2005. The beginning of the end, you write. What in the world do you mean by that?
What I mean is that one of the key reasons that I'm building up a track record on these catastrophes, these global catastrophes, is because I want people to realize that the end really is near in terms of life on Earth as we know it. And it's right around the corner. So when I talk about the kill shot, and when I talk about the solar flares and things like that, I'm not kidding. It really is close. And that's, ergo, the desire to build up a track record.
All right. November, December of 2005.
What I'm saying is that when you start seeing these meteor showers, especially the one that brings the space shuttle down, that's what's next is a very serious sequence of events that will kill a lot of people.
Yeah, why don't you go over that briefly again? You have said that when something, a meteor shower or something, forces the space shuttle down.
Down. Now, the space shuttle has a life of about 5 years. After that, it's going to be replaced by new toys, new technologies. And the first one's up in a few months, maybe 4 or 5 months from now at the most, if there's no more delays. So we got this window with a maximum of 5 years where what professional remote viewers are saying is that just prior to this beginning sequence of these very serious solar flares, these killer flares, you're going to see the space shuttle forced down by a meteor shower.
All right. You know, after you said that, I thought, Ed, well, okay, if the space shuttle was forced down because of the intensity of a meteor shower or something like it, then what would happen to the International Space Station?
The same thing. It might come down. It will come down not under control, as well as many, many other satellites. What I'm saying is that we are looking at the beginning of the end of this particular cycle. This age is about to end, and we just happen to be alive during it. I've been saying this for years, of course.
I'm well aware of that. So there'll be some very large event of this sort with many, many meteors. What, entering the atmosphere?
Actually coming down to the deck, some of them. But more seriously is that there's some type of an electromagnetic linkage between the sun and the earth that's created, and I don't understand it physically, and I'm not a geophysicist. And this may be something that's unprecedented as well. But that particular event, those series of events, allows what would normally be an M-class flare or something like that, or a low-intensity X-class flare, to penetrate Earth's atmosphere and heat it up greatly.
But the thing, again, to watch for is that's very specific, the space shuttle being forced down. When you see that happen, you know that then events are going to unfold very quickly.
Very quickly, yes. Very quickly indeed.
Well,
what that will mean in terms of survival is make sure you're in an area where there's a lot of fresh water, or at least glaciers that will melt fast, and not too fast, but there. And you're going to have protection that will be underground during these periods of these very serious flares, because the Earth, some parts of the Earth will be like a rotisserie.
What about, I mean, you have chosen your little paradise there in Hawaii.
I'm moving.
Oh?
I'm moving.
You're moving?
Yeah, I have a lot of travel to do. I'm traveling too much. I'll be in Japan next month and right around to the Ukraine. And I've got some things to do and places to go before the stuff hits the fan. And I'll probably end up more in the northern belts than in Polynesia.
So you're out of Polynesia for a very specific reason.
Business-wise and operationally and survival-wise, in that order.
Huh. What do you expect to befall the area where you now live?
I haven't checked it out. All I've done is use my own skills and techniques to look at where I should go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you say, again, let's define the sky as falling, is the sky, or November, December, is that when you're suggesting the shuttle will be forced down or likely may be forced down?
I'm not sure. We have an initial reading of December, but I have to do more work on that. It's just, it's getting close, though. And I'll have more information for you the next time I talk to you.
Again, all right.
Again, it's better to build up a track record. So that, and my intent actually is to save some lives on this, and that's what the track record's for, to get people ready.
Yes, I guess so. So then, once the events begin, your reporting would be very rapid about what to expect next and how soon and all the rest of it. The timelines would tighten up?
Yes, they would tighten up indeed.